And now we are here with Derek Vanacore, serial entrepreneur. He's the CEO of Climb City, Edge Solutions, Vanacore International. And I think you got some other stuff too, don't you, Derek?
Oh, Fit Climb, Lajee Restaurant.
Yeah, that's it? Yeah, oh, my gosh. All right. So you are like a serial entrepreneur. When did you discover you had this entrepreneurial blood running through the veins?
Probably when I didn't want to work for anybody.
Okay.
That's including the Kansas City Royals.
Okay,
And you learn real quick that you have no say in the game. It's like, well, I don't like this.
Yeah. Okay, you're an athlete, so you went to Sac City. You're a local boy, made good. Talk to us about your baseball journey, and then we'll jump back into entrepreneurship because you have had a tremendous amount of success.
Sure. High school, Sac High here. Mm-hmm. Graduated in 81, went to Sac City College.
Right.
Played for Jerry Weinstein for a couple of years. Moved on to UC Santa Barbara. So I was a gaucho, and then I signed out of the first round pick with Kansas City. So I had a little brief stint with Kansas City, 3 years, and then from there, came back home, and before I knew it, I said started Vanacore International.
Yeah, didn't want to work for anybody else. What's Vanacore International?
Private investigation firm. So when in the off season during professional baseball, I got a part-time job working as pretty much a gopher at a PI firm.
Okay.
Loved the work and was pretty good at it. And the managing partner decided, hey, Derek, I think you got a gift in this regard. I think you should look into a specific type of investigation, which was inheritance investigation.
Okay.
So started my business as an inheritance investigator. Soon built that pretty well. It was largest in California.
Well, what was your gift, though? What were you so good at in the inheritance investigation piece?
Following hunches, I think. Okay. I think there's a lot of times, you know, you're an investigator. You got to follow a hunch.
You're curious.
You got to create a story yourself and then and follow it.
Okay.
And so I would follow that lead, and the next thing you know, solve a case.
Okay.
Solve another one. Solve another one.
And what would a case look like? You'd catch somebody trying to, get a little more than they should have in the inheritance?
No, actually, what it is, it's finding. The money's unknown.
Okay.
They don't know who it belongs to. And there's a story behind that. There always is. So you have to try to find that story.
Oh, okay.
Then develop your lead and then go find who's rightfully entitled.
Who gets the money
who
for
gets
that extra
the
money?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so you build the business and talk to us about that journey. Walk us through it.
Well, the journey is I built that business, and through that business I was able to spin off a section of that.
Okay.
So what we did is we took that and we primarily focused on mutual fund companies.
Okay.
Of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And we did their due diligence for them. So the SEC has requirements to find your lost shareholders. We did that. We built it up quick. Before you knew it, we had 131 mutual fund companies that we represented. And then from there, we merged with another company out of New York. Then private equity came knocking on our door. We wrapped that up, sold that.
Nice.
I kept the core business, but now I'm starting to get itchy again.
Well, I mean, thinking about that, you know, it sounded like you picked a niche, right? I mean, thinking about entrepreneurs out there that spread themselves in 1,000 different directions, obviously you can go a lot of different directions in private investigation. How helpful was developing that niche or that that strength, that number, you know, that inside the mutual fund
sector? Without a question, you learn by that. So all of a sudden, you're going to start another business, and you're looking at something you're interested in, and now all of a sudden, that niche does appear.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on that. Don't lose focus on the niche. Continue and grow that.
Well, you said something then about an itch. You have something else. You've got a few more businesses. You got something else you're thinking about starting?
I have.
Okay.
So with that, I've always been into physical fitness. So we had opened a yoga studio in El Dorado Hills called Radiant Yoga.
Okay.
From there, we thought, you know what, let's combine yoga with cycle. And that's called Edge Studios. But in that development, we came across another type of fitness that is emerging, which involves climbing, but it's not the type of rock climbing you would think. It's on a machine.
Okay.
Well, there's only one type of machine in the United States that you could do this type of climbing on, which was called a VersaClimber, and we were prepared to actually purchase those. But we ran into, at the last minute, this other machine. We were watching videos, and this young lady was on a tower, and we'd never seen it before. Back to my investigative days, developed some skills of saying, we got to find this thing. Hmm. Well, it led us to Australia.
Okay. You were looking at a video, and you thought you saw a machine that was cool, that, but it wasn't. It's not popular yet.
Well, better yet, everybody thought it was a Versa. People are talking. Oh. I go, that's not a Versa. What the hell is it?
Okay.
So what we did is we investigated it, found it in Australia. It was on a Sunday, maybe 6 a.m. Our time. Well, they're 16 hours ahead of us. They're Monday. So when I run to the office, I find this machine. I send off a note to the CEO of Synergy Fitness.
Okay.
Well, I didn't expect a phone call in an hour, but I got it because they're a day ahead.
Okay.
From there, we were the first group in the United States to bring that tower over.
Okay.
Put it on or into Edge Studios. And from there, we are now the sole distributor of the power tower in the United States.
Oh yeah, this power tower. Walk me through it. I'm kind of like you. I'm into fitness. I kind of feel like I could climb a wall, but
yep.
Walk me through it. Walk me through the experience.
Well, here's the thing. This is a machine that is very similar to a Versa. The difference is it has something called a CVT.
Okay.
Which is
I'm not even sure what the Versa is. Walk me through the Versa too, as well, so we know what we're thinking about. Because I can only think of a rock wall. We're talking about a machine like a Stairmaster. It looks like a Stairmaster.
It looks like a Stairmaster, but at the same time, you're using your upper body to climb.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you got your feet moving. You got your up. So it's a full body workout.
What part gets tired of the first? The arms or the legs?
I would say the legs get tired first. But again, you can start to change and focus your mind on what you're working harder.
Okay.
So you can start to use, these are getting tired, you can get here and start using your arms. Then, on the tower, you can turn a resistance, which is the CVT. See, Versa doesn't have that.
Okay.
So you turn the CVT, now all of a sudden, you can generate high levels of watts, okay? The power output,
right?
Nothing like it.
So it makes it so you have to more resistance.
More resistance.
Okay, but there's no chance of falling off and getting hurt. Do you feel like you're on the side of a cliff?
No, because you're actually leaning a little bit into the machine. So although
so
you're
like
upright,
safe rock climbing.
It's a safe rock climbing. You're not going to fall off.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so this hasn't caught fire yet, though. You're in El Dorado Hills.
We're in El Dorado Hills. We actually now have developed a new studio called Climb Society.
Okay,
we're opening in that. It's down on 7th and K. It's near the arena.
Okay, sounds like a fun place to hang out. Society,
right? It's a big group of a bunch of exercise nuts that enjoy this thing. Well, because the tower has so many different variables to it, it's cardio.
Okay.
But it's also strength. So with that, you can run cardio-only classes, you can run strength-only classes, or you can do the combination of both, a fusion class. And from there, we can have 30 or so of these machines in one studio.
Gotcha.
We can have everybody doing a rhythm-based class like you see with the rhythm cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You have an instructor, you're on the machine.
Am I competing against the other people in the class, or am I only competing against myself?
Well, we're going to have it so that you can compete against everybody with monitors that will measure all of these, how fast you're going. But once again, how much strength you're using, which equates into watts. That's the measure. That's the measurement that we're looking at.
Okay. All right. So I'm jumping off track because I'm kind of into the fitness thing, and I'm sort of intrigued. I want to go climb the thing. But let's talk about, we're back to business for a second.
Okay.
Where are you at in your business journey, right? You're about my age, and you're still opening up new stuff. I mean, a lot of people would say you get to be our age. I mean, maybe you're too old to really be in your entrepreneurial prime. Would you disagree?
I would disagree. I mean, here's my thing. I can't sit still. I'm trying to achieve every day, okay? I'm going to give it my all every day. So that's just who I am, I think. But most entrepreneurs also have that type of drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that there's a story about you know, Colonel Sanders at age 62 becoming, you know, the KFC king.
Yeah.
All right. You know, the point is, no, you're never too old. And, you know, obviously, state of mind. Yes, of course.
So, okay, what's next for you? Okay, you're doing this. What's the vision for the future? I mean, does retirement, is that a part of the vision? Is it just keep busting your butt and having fun and hanging around all these fit people?
Without a question, I'm not retiring. I don't think I'll ever retire. I'll always be doing something. I'll always be chasing something, trying to develop or build something. Right now, I would say a lot of my focus is on the distribution business because here we have a machine that does not exist in the United States, and we're bringing it here. So we have a huge opportunity.
And you have the exclusivity for the United States?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about, we always want people to be able to learn. I think one of the things we learn from this show, especially with guys like me and you, we're older guys that still have a little gas in the tank. But thinking about the entrepreneurs out there that want to learn about business, right? Any advice, closing thoughts about, how to approach that ambition, whether to, it's in your blood, but how do you grab a hold of that ambition?
Don't quit. That's the number one thing. Never quit. So many people might have that ambition, and you do see it. They get going so far, things get tough, they quit. Don't quit. Keep fighting through it. Keep punching forward, and at the end of the day, it's going to work out. But you've got to believe that. So, believe in yourself. Do not quit trying to attain your vision, and at the end of the day, it's all going to be one big fun event.
I love it. Derek Vanacore, serial entrepreneur, building a number of things, and I love the advice. Don't quit. I believe it as well. Thanks for joining us on the show and sharing your story.
It's great to be here, Mark.
Thanks.
Yep.
All my wolves begin to howl. Wake me up. The time is now. Oh, can you hear the drumming? Oh, there's a revolution coming. Why do we